an award like this couldn't have come about on an individual stance if it hadn't been for the absolute support of everybody behind it. So in the regard, this reward just kind of shines a little bit more of a spotlight on our school, which I fully believe our school deserves to have a spotlight shown on it. I mean, we have completed monumental projects out here, you know, from raising rabbits and chickens and fish to, you know, just your everyday book and paperwork, too. We have a population of students who, it doesn't matter the task you put in front of them, they will take it, and they will take it wholeheartedly to the very end, and they will do it successfully. So to really encompass our students' successes through this, is probably one of the bigger aspects for our school, is that it really gets to show how hard our students are working, in turn pushing teachers to work harder, because if you have students who want to learn, who are we to deny them that? Just because you might be in the far reaches of the state doesn't mean you can't do your job to, you know, your wholehearted ability.
Tell me a little bit about your students, what inspires you about them and what they mean to you as a teacher.
Oh my gosh, my students are everything. I mean, it's not just a classroom time with them. You're always a teacher, to the point where if you see a student walking down the street and they ask you a question, you answer it on the spot. You know, you're always a role model. You're always a motivator. And I don't think a lot of educators in suburban and urban areas really get that because, you know, they don't tend to live, you know, in direct vicinity of their school. So here, our students drive what we do. You know, there's kind of the teenage stigma that, you know, they're not really into much. Well, come to Port Graham, because I have teenage students out here who are community leaders as well as class leaders, who are out fishing for elders as well as hitting the books, out helping to build smokehouses as well as setting up student council projects. So the students are generally, you know, they are the future of the community, but right now I really feel that they're taking a personal responsibility in being that future. They're not just sitting by the wayside waiting for it to happen. They're forming it themselves now.
I know that you and your wife have taught in a number of different schools around the state, and they've all been rural schools, off-the-road system schools, and I would like to hear from you a little bit about why you have chosen to do that. And what you would say to other people who might be considering working in rural education?
Well, we've stuck to rural education because it allows you to take a step back from traditional education. It allows you to kind of manipulate the curriculum to your surroundings and to what's available to you. It's also provided a fantastic challenge as teaching because we don't have all the supplies and accesses that road system schools have. And as a teacher, you know, that's, as I feel, that's what I want every day. I want that challenge every day. I really just feel that there's a lot more opportunities for non-traditional education in a rural setting. And it's not that we're not following curriculum. It's not that we're not following district guidelines. It's just that we can take it to such broader levels because we are exposed to the environment and we are exposed to the ocean. And we do have a culture here that we're really trying to build. So we have that aspect that we can tie into our classroom well, which really just builds a school and community cross-curricular event. And in one man's opinion alone, that's what I would want in my school, a positive community involvement and a positive school involvement that's welcoming the community. You can get that in rural Alaska. You really, really can. Any advice that I could give to teachers who are looking to move to rural Alaska, I'll steal something from my previous principal, James LeClaire. And the most important piece of advice, it's kind of cliche, but it's the most important piece of advice, it was listen first. In moving to rural Alaska, one needs to remember that you're the visitor, all right? You don't know everything. And I think with that mindset, a mindset of wanting to learn and wanting to be there and showing the ability to listen before implementing your effects, that's the qualities we're looking for in educators in rural Alaska. You know, the ones who are willing to incorporate themselves into the community, not just be a school teacher.
Then is there anything else you wanted to add about this award in particular that I didn't ask you about?
I wish I could sign off on this thing and give it directly to the school because this award, like I said, Port Hyden I taught in, Point Lay I taught in, and now Port Graham I've taught in. If it hadn't been for those experiences and if it hadn't been for those students and if it hadn't been for those communities supporting what my wife and I do And if it hadn't been for fantastic principals like the one we currently have and the ones I've had in the past, this award wouldn't have been anything. You know, it wouldn't have never manifested, I don't think. But because we have such a drive and passion behind us, from community members to students to admin, it made it possible. You know, it made the job that much more enjoyable. So if I could scratch my name off that thing and give it to Port Graham School and to my administrators and to my coworkers, I would do that in a heartbeat, because I know it's an individualized aspect, but I couldn't have done it without them.